You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. The title, Freedom for You. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
National days of independence are always times of great celebration. In France, it is Bastille Day on July 14, with beautiful parades, loud fireworks, and flags a-flying. Every year in Mexico, it is September 15, when Independence Day is loudly announced with the ringing of the bells and gala fiestas. In Haiti, Independence Day is January 1, with blazing fireworks, exchanging of beautiful gifts, receiving new clothes, and the excitement of visiting old friends. In every country, the celebration may be a little different, but the joy is always the same. Citizens are reminded of their precious freedom. They are no longer under the bondage of a foreign ruler, and they no longer need shoulder the daily burdens of oppressive laws, and they no longer need chafe under the taxes of a foreign government. These national celebrations of independence are secular in their orientation. Christians, however, have also been liberated. Those who follow the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ, they also have a freedom, and theirs is a very special freedom, and they also have a great reason to celebrate. Writing by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul explains this in the Bible when he says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, "It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery." It was for freedom, the Bible says, that Christ has set us free. But the problem is most people today do not even know that they are in spiritual bondage. Cult leaders, religious hucksters, and even some televangelists have put unsuspecting people behind the bars of legalistic religious prisons. Instead of explaining and proclaiming how Jesus fulfilled God's perfect law in every way, these hypocritical legalists instead demand that everybody who desires to be religious, they must first follow all the rules. Oh, how wrong these phony Pharisaic and false prophets are. The Bible states clearly that the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth were realized through the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, to be sure, God desires that all of us would live a life pleasing to Him. But our gracious Heavenly Father also understands the weakness of our flesh. He further understands that no matter how hard you or I try, none of us can be perfect. Therefore, my friend, don't be ashamed to confess to God your frustrations and your failures, and don't be ashamed to admit that even though you try very, very hard every day, you do stumble and you do fail. It will bring great joy to the heart of your gracious Heavenly Father when the Spirit enables you to speak the humble attitude of the Apostle Paul when he confessed, "That which I am doing, I do not understand, for I am not practicing what I would like to do, but I am doing the very thing that I hate." Now, does this sound like something that you can identify with? You try very hard every day, but you so often fail? This is also what St. Paul confessed. And then he added these words, "I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh, for the wishing to do good is present in me, but the doing of the good is not. For the good that I wish I do not do, but I practice a very evil that I do not wish. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death? Oh, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord." St. Paul was terribly frustrated, even after he was a Christian. Yes, even after he was a missionary. The Apostle Paul tried hard, and yet he failed often, and you today perhaps feel the very same way. And so then you can further see why God's perfect and unconditional pardon, purchased through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, is your freedom. Jesus is so important for you and me today. St. Paul explains that through faith in Jesus Christ, God sees you and me as having followed the law perfectly. Now, of course, we don't follow God perfectly, and yet as a result of our faith in Jesus, this is the way that God sees us. Now, this entire discussion about religion and laws and rules and the gospel and freedom may seem to some to be very theoretical or philosophical. In fact, to some it may appear all very useless. But the fact is this, my friend, this discussion is very, very practical. It touches and greatly determines the happiness and joy of our lives, every day that we live. For example, following one of our radio broadcasts, we received a letter from a young man in the Caribbean. He said that he enjoyed listening to our program. He liked the music, and he enjoys the wonderful gospel messages. But he then also confessed that he has a problem. And his problem is this. He would like to be a Christian, but he explained, he feels that he can't keep all the rules and the requirements of the Christian faith. This young man was reflecting the false idea that many today have, even in our country, regarding the Christian faith. Thousands erroneously believe that the Christian faith is essentially a religious system, or a list of rules, or commandments of things that a person must or must not do. And if one can live up to this system of rules, then there is a very good chance that God will be pleased. And on the day of judgment, this same person, who has kept at least most of these rules, will then pass through the gates of heaven and into eternal paradise with God forever. No, my friend, this is not the correct understanding of the Christian faith. I repeat, the Christian faith does not mean placing our future and our trust in something that you or I do, or a life that we live. The Christian faith is not a list of rules or commandments or laws that we follow. The Christian faith means placing our complete faith and trust not in what you or I do or do not do, but rather in what Jesus Christ has already done for us. Yes, it was Jesus who fulfilled the law for us perfectly. He paved the way for our salvation. And if the Bible teaches anything clearly, it teaches this. Jesus lived the perfect life, a life that you and I can never live. And therefore, when you and I repent of our past sins and failures, and when we turn in simple faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, then God judges us, not on what you or I have done, but then God judges us according to the life that Jesus has lived, and his death on the cross in our place as our substitute. The Apostle Paul underscores this most fundamental teaching of the holy Christian faith when he explains in Romans chapter 6, "You are not under law, but under grace." Again, St. Paul further explains in Romans chapter 7, "Therefore, my brethren, you also were made to die to the law through the body of Christ, so that you might be joined to another, yes, joined to him, to Jesus, who was raised from the dead." Oh, yes, this is what freedom, real Christian freedom and joy in Jesus Christ is all about. And this is why Christians, real Christians, celebrate. And this glorious celebration is not some secular celebration of national independence. It is a much greater celebration of independence from the curse of sin and from the sting of death, both in this life and the life to come. This message, this gospel recorded in the Bible, can change your entire life. And it can move you from days of despair into periods of peace and heavenly hope. Therefore, my friend, from this day on, you need no longer live in anxiety, wondering and worrying what you ought to be doing in your religious life. Stop struggling and stumble no longer on the religious treadmill of vain self-righteousness. But instead, with great joy, follow the advice of the great missionary St. Paul. With sincere repentance in your heart, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. For it was for freedom from sin and the law and the curse of the law that Jesus Christ has set you free by his life and his death on the cross. And then, my friend, keep standing firm and let nobody, absolutely no one, place upon your neck that oppressive yoke of all types of man-made religious rules and laws. Nearly 1,000 years ago, Christianity came to Russia, and since that time there have been many heresies and distortions of the faith, and there were also self-appointed reformers who sought to cleanse and sanitize and even codify the confession of the life of the living. Such a man was the Russian patriarch Nikon. Nikon led the Russian Orthodox Church in the mid-17th century. He had a zeal for the faith. He instituted many good reforms. And for the most part, the common people tolerated these reforms. However, when Patriarch Nikon came up with the legalistic idea that every person, think of this, every person was supposed to spend 4 to 5 hours every day of the week in church, then this Pharisaic requirement was the straw that broke the camel's back. A meeting of the Russian Synod was called, and Nikon was thrown out. Now, the reason that we tell you this story is to remind all of us that false religion and misguided zeal is not found only among paganism. This head of the beast of hypocritical legalism arises regularly, even within well-meaning Christian churches. There always seems to be those who want to add a lot of rules to religion, for without the rules, these legalists seem to be lost. And this happens because these well-intended religionists do not have their eyes of repentance and faith focused on the salvation cross of Christ. Instead of concentrating on the redeeming work of Jesus, where Jesus completely fulfilled the requirements of the law for all men by his life and his death, these modern-day legalistic Pharisees set up a system of what men must now try to do. And this, of course, is crass legalism. It removes all joy and hope and assurance from religion, and it eventually kills all of life. So then, my friend, take time out today to carefully consider the religion that you are now following. Does your faith give you peace with God? And from the teaching that you receive, does the Spirit of God assure your heart that your sins are forgiven simply as a result of repentance and faith with no strings attached whatsoever? Does the faith that you now follow assure you that in spite of your sins and through faith in Jesus, God declares you righteous? Or are you anxious and restless, always busy bearing the burden of endless religious rules and legalistic laws? Oh, I pray that this very hour you will find yourself sincerely humbled and deeply thankful that God will accept you not for what you are trying to do, but for your simple faith and trust in what Jesus Christ has already done for you. Through his perfect obedience, Christ has fulfilled God's law perfectly in your place. And when you, through repentance and faith, believe in the saving power of the Lord Jesus Christ, then God graciously credits unto you, a sinner, all the righteous merits that belong to Christ the righteous. The Apostle Paul explained that God the Father had made his Son Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Oh, when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, my friend, then God discards all of your past sins, and he throws away all your past failures. God replaces your sin and failures with the perfect righteousness of his beloved Son. This is the most important thing in your entire life. And this is why St. Paul said, "It was for freedom that Christ has set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery." Oh, there will surely be those who will come to you, maybe at your doorstep, or maybe through your television, or perhaps you may even find them in a local pulpit. Individuals who would like to drag you back underneath the hypocritical umbrella of legalistic religion. But beware, my friend, when anyone, yes, when anyone urges you to try to earn God's salvation through your own self-righteousness, then simply say no. to these religious rascals. Simply repeat the message of our text for today. It was for freedom that Christ has set me free. Yes, with great joy, simply confess, Jesus Christ has done it all. Jesus lived the perfect life that I cannot live, and now through simple repentance and faith, God gives that perfect life, that perfect righteousness to me. And it is through this perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ that I am saved, both in this life and eternally. Hallelujah. This confession, my friend, is your hope. It is your joy, and it is your glorious celebration. For it was for freedom that Christ has set you free. Therefore, as the Bible says, stand firm, and don't let anyone ever again place upon you the yoke of legalistic religion. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message brought to you by Lutheran Hour Ministries.